This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And kudos to the Coast Guard, 4,600 pounds of cocaine bringing in from a vessel and from a mission out there. Well done, Coast Guard. Now, to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along with the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, those big old bus drivers hauling those charter buses, people between the ports back and forth. Thanks for what you're doing. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website for more and more information. And remember, you can always go there, click on the Listen Live link right there, top of the website, and you'll get the show coming right off the network satellite. All right. Captain's America Third Watch is pleased and proud and happy to welcome the one, the only, the incomparable Denise Simon. Hello. You like that? Oh, wait a minute. Did you like that? There you go.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you.
Yeah, it works. Well, I pushed the button the wrong direction, you might know. But anyway, let's talk about Omar and Tlaib. They're making a big stink, and they're saying that Omar just came out and said, well, this just goes to prove that Benjamin Netanyahu is anti-Muslim.
Yeah, whatever.
I know.
Have they bothered to look how many are in their parliament? You know, so I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's the deal. You have to look at where these two women were going. They were only going to Judea, Samaria, and East Jerusalem. They weren't going there to tour Israel.
No.
Now, the other fascinating thing here is the trip itself. The trip itself was arranged and coordinated and scheduled by a organization called MIFTA. Well, MIFTA, interestingly enough, is a terror organization.
So, wonderful.
Well, yeah. And so it is run by a Palestinian extremist and an Israeli boycotter, I might add, Hanan Ashrari. And so he sponsored and organized this trip. So, I mean, you really kind of have to get down to the facts. So, this is the reason that, and the Knesset just recently, Israel just voted to outlaw BDS. Boycott,
yes, they did.
Divest, and okay.
Yep.
Well, let's not forget who just introduced a piece of legislation here in the United States, little Miss Omar.
Yep.
On promoting BDS.
And it got voted down 398 to 17.
And the other piece is, this MIFTA organization is also associated with a group called PFLP, which is a socialist terrorist group as well. So, there's more to the story, and they really kind of are getting caught in this. So, I'm absolutely fine with it. that, you know, but I think that Israel needs to define the reasons that this, that their trip has been rejected.
Well, Israel is the topic of Nancy Pelosi yesterday because she said Israel's denial of entry to Congresswomen Tlaib and Omar is a sign of weakness and beneath the dignity of the great state of Israel. The president's statements about the Congresswomen are a sign of ignorance and disrespect and beneath the dignity of the office of president. But what you just told me, with what you just told me, I wouldn't let him in with a 10-foot pole either.
Well, that's just it. But, of course, you know, Pelosi is ignoring that. The whole Democrat caucus is ignoring it.
Right.
You have to look at the, who's tied to all of this and, you know, who is even sponsoring the trip. So, yeah.
All right. Now, Al made a comment about something that we were talking about earlier, talking about North Korea. He said, didn't they bring the intelligence assets home because of the hack of Hillary's server? Talking about China, North Korea, and all that.
No. During the Obama administration, the CIA, and rightly so, I mean, well, prior to that, too, but the CIA had a lot of human assets in China. Not necessarily that CIA operatives themselves were in China, but, you know, we have informants and we use, you know, human intelligence there that work for us. Well, there was a trend that was happening late in the Obama second term that suddenly a lot of these CIA assets were turning up missing. And what I mean by missing is that they were not responding. They're supposed to meet, you know, for dead drops and blah, 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 and all of a sudden they were just going silent.
Mm-hmm.
Others found that they were turning up dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Obama did was essentially retool our intelligence apparatus in Asia, including China. Now, why would China have anything to do with North Korea? Well, China is the enabler of North Korea, at least the larger one. And, you know, they host the whole hacking component for North Korea on the Chinese border. You know, they help North Korea evade the sanctions, too.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We're going to talk about a number of doctors who are challenging what we're hearing about this this medical report about Epstein. They're challenging whether or not it was suicide. There's a lot of little bits and pieces to this puzzle, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. What do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting. But it doesn't matter if you use a gun to defend yourself. You can use your fist, a club, a pipe, a knife, a hammer, a screwdriver, whatever. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA will provide all of their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right, and the last person standing is the first person law enforcement is going to look at. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link right there in that right tab, and you'll see a free gun a day giveaway that you can sign up for. Rolls over every day at midnight. Sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, and then take a look at the three levels of membership. Become a member of the USCCA, and in doing so, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including some great gear from the USCCA. And don't forget, along with the gear, you'll also get the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine with a number of discounts and savings in it, too. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo right there in the right tab. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Dr. Mark Siegel, a doctor that was on CNN whose name escapes me, another doctor we've heard about on MSNBC, and I believe even the doctor they were talking to on some of the alphabet soup networks, nobody seems to be buying what they're hearing about that this was a suicide of this Jeffrey Epstein. Now, you've got a little bit more information as to what you're hearing. I only know that Dr. Mark Siegel has brought up questions about the broken neck, and he said it could point to another anonymous possibility, and that is strangulation.
Yeah,
look, I don't think that anybody came in to the Metropolitan Correction Center and killed him. I think he wanted to go. So by some means, that was successful, all right? Now, he knew that he was never going to get out. That's just a fact. That was, the handwriting was on the wall. I think his lawyer probably told him that. And if somebody wanted to kill him because he knew too much, they had many, many opportunities. As soon as that Miami Herald piece and documentary came out, he knew he was in trouble. And people, if they wanted to kill him, they had all kinds of time prior to his ever even going, getting arrested at Teterboro to kill him.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So he wanted to go. He was, you know, there was nothing left of his life for him. So how this really came down, I don't know. But we keep hearing about this autopsy. The autopsy has not officially been released. We're hearing snippets.
Yeah.
But the document itself and the confirmation has not been released. So that leaves all of these medical professionals, and Bureau of Prison experts and blah, 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 to continue to speculate, as does the media. And when they all do, we do, and so forth and so on. But
now we have a question.
There's nothing left of his life.
We have a question from George in Reno about Dr. Bodden. He says, is not Dr. Bodden conducting an autopsy of his own?
No. He was only brought in to oversee the autopsy. He hasn't signed off on it either.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He is not conducting it. No.
Okay. Now,
here's the interesting thing.
Go ahead.
And we somebody, your listeners may be able to help. Who has claimed the body?
Nobody yet that I know of.
Well, isn't that fascinating? I mean, who's in charge of this body? Did Epstein designate somebody? Did he tell the lawyer to do it? I mean, who is taking ownership of the body to bury it?
Wouldn't that be something if the Clinton showed up? I'm just saying.
Now, he does apparently have an estranged brother that they don't speak. Now, whether he gets dumped because he's the next of kin, I don't know. But there's a question I want somebody to help me to answer.
Okay. We've got a question from Uncle Rick in Bradenton about the shooter in Philadelphia. He said, do we know the legal status of the shooter in Philadelphia, and were the guns that they found there stolen?
Well, they have not finished all of that yet. They had only got back into this house late yesterday because they had to let all of that tear gas clear, which I think took about 18 hours to wait for that to dissipate.
Yeah.
Now, I read this cat's rap sheet. I mean, I read his arrest file, and it's absolutely remarkable. Whoever let him out had to be an idiot. Whoever sentenced him had to be an idiot, the judge.
Yeah.
The one that applied all these charges, being the prosecutor, the DA, he's an idiot. I mean, he had already attempted murder in there. He had armed robbery. This cat.
Violent
had
person.
A rap sheet.
Yep.
Yeah, he was a career criminal.
Yep.
He had a rap sheet going back to 2001.
12 pages long, I was told.
I think it's actually more than that. I have to go back and look at it. But,
okay.
I mean, I read through this thing and couldn't believe what I was reading. So the question is, how did he get out? Who let him out? Why was he out? And, you know, to get weapons, that's easy. I mean, that's just you can get a weapon.
In a big city, it is. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, very easy. As a matter of fact, one of the things that you'd find at the produce markets, somebody would walk up to you eventually and say, hey, trucker, you need a piece? And they'd flip something, they'd open up their big coats that they had or whatever. Some of these guys had coats. They had everything from watches to guns to knives to you name it.
Yep.
Yep. Now, let's talk about something which is not necessarily something that I'm proud to know anything about, but with war, there always comes a certain amount of graft and corruption with a large amount of monies that are given to these foreign governments. And such is the case with Afghanistan. And our U.S. ambassador has questioned the Afghan government as to where some of the money has been going in terms of graft and corruption.
You know, that's kind of grandstanding here, because are you talking about Hamid Karzai?
Yeah.
Is that who you're talking about?
Yep.
Okay. Well, he's an idiot. He's been an idiot. All right? You know, whoever put him in charge of these talks with the Taliban had to, you know, give me a break. This cat is all on the side of the Taliban and not on the side of the Afghan government. Let's not forget that the Afghan government is not even allowed to be in all of these series of talks.
Yep.
Now, corruption, most of the corruption happened under the Karzai government. I mean, there probably isn't a more corrupt family than the Karzai family. Well, I guess you could say that he's up there with the Assads and the rest of them. But nonetheless,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he's on the short list of the most corrupt operations in the world. Okay, so let's say, for instance, we accept all the conditions and whatever Karzai, you know, offers up. What they're going to do is they're turning Afghan over to the Taliban. So, no. Is it a corrupt government? Yes. But so is Pakistan, and so is China, and so is, you know, North Korea, and I mean, we can go, you know, our own government's corrupt, so I mean, we've got inspector generals that are assigned to nothing but Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
and some of those reports are ridiculous. Some of it's been our own fault that, you know, we've allowed these kind of things to happen.
By the way, Eric is making a comment here. He said, regarding Philadelphia, do they expect us to believe that the Philadelphia Police Department does not have simple gas masks?
Well, they do, but I actually talked to a sheriff's lieutenant here in Pinellas County about this whole thing, and he said, look, as soon as they got those officers out of the second floor with those three suspects,
yep.
then the whole thing was isolated, okay, because
yep.
you only had the one shooter on the first floor,
yep.
and so we weighed them out, and that's precisely what they did. They just waited them out.
All righty. Well, you're taking the day off today because you've done so much, right?
Maybe.
All right. Well, I know you told me that because I think you've been up most of the night because a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
All right. Well, now you can go to sleep because here comes the music.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the weekend show.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check her out. Read her great articles over there and become informed and see what it is that's going on in the very world in which you live right under your noses. And you don't even know it. Denise is the one to tell you. All righty, when we come back, we're going to tell you a little Army news, Air Force news, some Navy news, and some stuff that's going on. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Another lively Trump rally, this one in New Hampshire. President Trump pointing out a heckler who interrupts his speech.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising. Get him out of here, please. Got a bigger problem than I do. got a bigger problem than all of us. Now he goes home and his mom says, what the hell have you just done?
Now, during his remarks in Manchester, the president tackles what he believes is the Democratic agenda.
The radical Democrats are trying to tear America apart. They vilify anyone who doesn't share their extreme views.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. In this edition of our military and veterans news, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy, where if you're just getting out of the service or if you're getting out of high school and you're not sure what it is you want to do, and maybe you went to a Voltech school and you're going to come out and be what we call an 80 percenter and start in at a job, you're going to get 80% of what the full scale is to start with. Well, listen up, because I got something to tell you.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More of you have chosen to go the technical school route to learn a trade that will, in most cases, pay you a little bit more than what a college degree might be right off the bat, because a lot of kids that go to college, they don't wind up with that great big huge job with that big salary and that fancy car to drive, because it doesn't work that way in real life. You have to earn your way up the ladder by proving you can do the job. Now, at National Aviation Academy, they can fill the void you have and give you a great career path with a starting salary of at least $50,000 a year or more. And I'm talking about in a day and age when a college graduate's going to go out and maybe
Maybe they'll make 30, 35, 40,000. Maybe this will start you at 50 and you have the potential to make double that. Double that. If indeed you do pursue a career as an aviation maintenance tech. So again, check them out at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour at one of their two locations, Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, Clearwater, Florida, here in Tampa Bay, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Well, National Airborne Day is coming this week. As a matter of fact, it's here, the 16th, right now. And back on August the 16th, 1940, soldiers from the 29th Infantry Division conducted the first official U.S. military parachute jump at Fort Benning, Georgia, according to Army history. Back in 1940, the first official U.S. military parachute jump. So to all those paratroopers that have earned their wings, happy Airborne Day. This is your day. Go out and celebrate. Show those wings proudly. Also, a U.S. Navy outreach program is headed to West Virginia this fall. Submariners are going to be going to some college campuses talking about the life and the career that they have in the Navy as a submariner. By the way, the USS Gerald R. Ford, the Navy's new supercarrier, can now land all of its service planes except for, wait for it, the F-35 stealth fighter. They still can't get that plane on their deck. Good God. And in Air Force news, Tyndall Air Force Base proposes a new construction project amidst the 2019 spending sprint. Officials at Tyndall Air Force Base sent Congress a list of projects on the Air Force that they'll tackle to rebuild the Panhandle base destroyed by Hurricane Michael last fall, and that's a good thing. That base is very much needed there for the economy in that area. Also, the Marine Corps, they've declared the Joint Light Tactical Vehicle ready. For the front lines that they've got, Marine Corps will begin fielding a new joint light tactical vehicle to Marine Expeditionary Units next month. Now that the service has decided the Humvee replacement is ready for the battlefield. And with all that taken care of, let's go to the telephone line and let me see if I've got Eric in Seminole. Is that you, my friend?
Hey, what's shaking, sir? What's going on? Happy Airborne Day.
Yep. Oop. Yeah.
Right.
Death from above. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. If airborne was easy, everybody be airborne. I heard a black hat scream at our class one day. But anyway.
That's true.
Roger that. Real quick, the Epstein case.
And yeah.
I think the biggest thing people should start pivoting towards, and this is just my opinion, is the victims. How are they going to receive their justice? I think that, Ghislaine Maxwell, I think she needs to be focused upon more strictly. I think that regarding his, reported alleged suicide going on, what if the story is true that he did commit suicide? Now, here's the thing. What's the associate warden? I could be mistaken, but didn't she file a EEO lawsuit against the Obama administration for racism? And then they gave her an associate warden position.
True.
Now, what I'm getting at is, what's scarier? Somebody going in and killing a high profile witness and scumbag, or incompetence within the system that allows this sort of lackadaisical accountability to be going on? And accountability starts at the top and it trickles down. That the discipline of a workforce is set by the top. It doesn't come from the bottom up. And if that makes any sense, I think the discipline should be set by the warden and military parlance, chain of command on this. What if it is sheer incompetence that allowed this guy to take care of himself? I think that's even scarier and should put more focus upon, the incarceration or detainment of prisoners and or just, regular Joes who commit a traffic offense, if that's being allowed to happen. Now, as far as what's going on in Philadelphia, now, I understand, some knucklehead, some scumbag drug dealers, capping stuff off because he hates police, this, that, and the other, and I'm glad that there's, no one KIA, so to speak.
Yeah.
But as far as somebody, a group of people or, police law enforcement you know, laying waste interior, you know, with the air quality of a enclosed space with a CS gas, tear gas, okay, they're going to let that dissipate for, you know, what was the report, 18 hours. You mean to tell me that if that stuff is not kept moist, as soon as people enter that building, those crystals are going to become airborne once again, and you're going to have a whole new thing. So they're still going to have the fire service, or somebody's still going to have to go up there with scubas or with, personal air purified respirators and some sort of suit in there to take care of that stuff.
Well, we used to use the EVAC, the fans, and blow that stuff out of there.
You suck it through, and
there,
ventilation going, and get in there, and you take care of business.
Yep.
Now, you know, I'm not saying there's anything nefarious going on there, but I think it's kind of a cop-out. They've got such a high-profile case, or we're going to isolate it and shut it off and set a police perimeter and this, that, and the other. Well, you got the assets there. You should have continued to, you know, maybe let it air out for a little bit, get them fans going, but mm-hmm. people are still going to have to go in there with Tyvek suits, gloves, or, you know, I forget the fire service gear it's called.
Well, it's our hazmat equipment that we wear. It's right. What you see us wear in the aircraft incident.
Right. It's, Decon 101 as far as that concerns. So, you know, that's my two cents on it. I mean, I think the incompetence angle as far as that scene goes, that's even scarier.
Now, let me run something by you.
Yes, sir.
Did you know there's going to be a pre-announced Million Man March this Sunday in Hong Kong? Is that going to be what's going to bring the Chinese military into Hong Kong?
Well, I think, you know, respectfully, as far as an overt presence, yes. Okay, you know, as far as they uniformed, you know, uniformed people, but anybody involved in intelligence or law enforcement or whatever, it's always prudent to have your human intel or your human exploitation teams on the ground in civilian clothes to, I'm not saying being agent provocateurs or anything, but you got to gather the intel. So they're already there. I mean, the red Chinese, you know, communists, they're already in there and stuff. And I think some of this violence is actually being instigated. I'm not saying everybody, one side's innocent, the other side's...
In other words, we're seeing an Antifa thing.
In a weird sort of way, yes, they're waving the American flag, singing the national anthem, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I think, you know, what's not being reported is some of these protesters are actually bringing slingshots and stuff to the game, and they're putting, you know, proverbial lead down range, theoretically, mm-hmm. you know, causing eye injuries and this, that, and the other. Now, you're going to see the photos of, you know, people bleeding from the head and this, mm-hmm. that, and the other. Well, is that necessarily our eyes being put out? Is that necessarily from the Chinese police, or is that coming from within, you know, a friendly fire, you know, fratricide, if you will, from the protesters themselves? Now, Hong Kong, went the way of Red China back starting in 97 was about 22 mm-hmm. years ago, mm-hmm. when the police ran out or
yep.
whatever.
Yep.
I don't think much is going to...
All right.
I hope it's not. I hope
you're going to have to wrap it up, Eric.
Yeah, Roger, I hope it's not worse than what it is. But anyway, thanks for taking my call, sir.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Say hello to your son, the corporal over there in Korea. And I sent you the link as to how he can hear us over there in Korea, so you got that. All right. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. We're going to see if Chris Markowski calls in from Greece. This is his last day there. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own Relief Factor in Seattle, Washington. They are listening to me right now, my affiliate in Seattle, AM 920 and AM 1400, KITZ Radio. And hello to Megatalk up there. Hope everybody's doing very well. And don't forget that if you're struggling from any type of nagging pain, whether it's arthritis, the problem that I have, or whether it's back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, toe pain, foot pain, muscle aches, whatever it is, let me tell you, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start is the way to go with the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan. Now, it worked for me, and I'm still taking it. I'm still a customer. And hopefully it'll work for you and you'll get the relief without having to take the medication like I was. I got rid of Mobic and Flexeril because of this stuff. This is all natural and it works. It keeps swelling down in my ankles, which are a problem, and it keeps me moving along. So the website to go to check out, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try out the $19.95 3-week quick start, and I'm telling you, if it worked for me, it'll work for you. I certainly do hope so. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Well, Athens, Greece is the location of this gentleman this morning, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And you're fixing to hop on the plane to fly back home, right?
Yes, I am. Good morning to you.
Yes, and you've had a lot of fun in Greece, right?
Oh, absolutely. As always, we love coming here.
And what have you noticed different in Greece this time that you didn't notice the last time you were there? Anything in particular?
It's not really that much. It's, you know, because I was here last year, so you know, things are slowly but surely starting to improve, especially in in Athens, in a bigger city, you're starting to see more investment came in. They just had a conservative just get elected, and he's going to be the new guy running the show here, and everybody's
right.
Kind of encouraged by that, so they can encourage more investment, more money coming into the country to try to build up their economy. And for a while, it's just way too much red tape and too many issues to get through. A lot of opportunity here if you get the government out of the way.
Mm. Now, what are you hearing about our congressional representatives, Omar and Tlaib, who were yesterday turned down to go to Israel because of their beliefs and their anti-Israeli sentiments with the BDS movement and all that? I don't have a problem with that. What are you hearing in Europe?
Hey, listen, I don't know how I'd play that if I was Netanyahu. I think I might have played it a little bit differently and said, hey, you know what? We're stronger than you. You guys can say whatever you want. And again, you know, we're a nation here in the United States, free speech. And you always want to know who the idiots are. I might have handled it a little bit differently. I understand, you know, Trump encouraging Netanyahu to reject them. I know that originally the ambassador said that they were going to allow them in. But again, it's, you know, there's no right or wrong answer. It's a matter of opinion. Again, I'd rather have, if they're going to rabble rouse there, let's say, you know, it's more like if that might be a bit of an issue. But again, I am all for them saying exactly what they want to say, because then they actually show their cards and who they are.
Well, because of where they were going to be going, they were going to be rabble-rousers, but it was not Netanyahu that said no. It was not Trump that said no. It was the Knesset that said no.
I think Netanyahu probably had a little something to do with that. I know that they were part of it. And one of the things that I found interesting is that, you know, I think it was Ilhan Omar came out and said that there was a Muslim ban, and that's not the case because there are Muslims in the Knesset.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, there are. And there's Muslims in the Knesset. They can be Muslim and live in Israel. It's no problem. They don't care. You can be Muslim, Christian, whatever you want.
Okay. Now, obviously, the market is very volatile, and we've had stocks that have gone down this week and stocks that have gone up. I'm going to very quickly, because you and I talked a minute ago. Right now, the stocks, futures from Dow, futures NASDAQ, futures Standard & Poor, are all up dramatically. They're all up dramatically. It looks like as if we're going to have a good day on the market trading. But there's some news afoot for Sunday in Hong Kong. A million-man march is planned in Hong Kong. I would be willing to bet that if they put a million men on the street, we'll see the Chinese military come in to assist the police.
I think that they probably will have some assistance. There's a lot of people. Obviously, you're going to need some serious crowd control there, without a doubt. I don't care whether it was in Washington, D.C., New York City, or Hong Kong. You know, it's you don't want to see things get out of control. You do not want to see any violence. Hong Kong has been had a kind of a unique relationship, and people should try to go back and take a look at its history and what it's gone to, basically being a colony of Great Britain until it was handed over in, it was 1997. But there were certain rules that went along with that handover that they were supposed to be somewhat autonomous in regards to some of their rights. Now, originally, they floated the idea that, you know, people could be extradited to the mainland and be prosecuted, and that's what kind of set this whole thing off. And then they said that they shelved that, but it's not really shelved. China's trying to, you know, obviously put its influence on. That is their area. We all know as well is the issue with Taiwan, you know, renegade Chinese province. So these are issues within that region.
Now, I'll talk a little politics before I get over to gold, because there's a couple different things going on here. The Fox News poll that came out yesterday, the 2020 Democratic nominee preference amongst the Democratic primary voters, Joe Biden back in March was at 31%. As of yesterday, he was still at 31%. Elizabeth Warren back in March was at 4%. She's number two at 20%. Bernie Sanders back in March was second with 23%. He's now third at 10%. And Kamala Harris has not made any move at all, still in fourth place, 8% in March, still 8% right now.
Why this matters right now and these polls matter right now is money. who's going to end up getting the money. And this is at primaries. You got to figure out who's going to end up being able to garner money, and what the people that are donating, who they're going to, you know, put their money on, what horse they're going to bet on. I still think there's a little bit of time for a shakeup, and again, a lot of opportunity for people to screw things up or say something stupid. Right now, this is all about the money race, Matt. That's all it is.
All right. Now, speaking of money, Bank of America, and in particular, their Merrill Lynch chief FICC technical strategist, his name is Paul Siena, is predicting that gold is well on its way to setting another record high. He believes it's headed to $2,300 per ounce.
I mean, like I said, it's very, very difficult to tell you, you know, in regards to currencies and the race, the bottom with interest rates. He might be right. You know, I'm not an expert on it. You know, I use it as a bit of a hedge in my portfolio. I'm not an all-out, you know, gold bug by any stretch of the imagination. I kind of like baskets of commodities rather than just one.
Now, the Atlanta Fed has very quietly, without any fanfare, raised its GDP estimate to 2.2%. They were talking about 2. Now they're talking about 2.2%.
Again, you know, you get to... it's all up in the air at this point in time in regards to what happens if there's, you know, a trade deal done and you're off to the races.
I just heard the Indians in the background.
Yeah. Unloading at the airport.
Yeah, okay.
As far as a trade deal is concerned, if you get a trade deal done, you can be talking off the races. I mean, things can get very, I mean, you could see much, much higher than 3. But again, I'm not pushing that. I want a good deal being done. I don't want a bad deal being done. So it shouldn't be everything GDP driven. Most important numbers that we're seeing right now, quite honestly, is the fact that we've got wage growth in the United States and unemployment's remained low.
Well, you have yourself a great trip on the way back. You're going to be on the airplane. Going to be a lot of activity going on. The little ones are going to get restless. I realize that. They're not so little anymore, though. So you have a great trip, and tell your family I said hello and welcome back to the U.S. of A, even though you're not here yet.
Thanks, Matt. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, thanks, Chris. All right, that's our buddy Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming back from Greece. And he was actually at the airport unloading from the car that took him to the airport. You could hear the kids in the background there having a good old time. Now, I want to remind everybody, coming up on September the 12th, American Legion Post number 5, right down there on Kennedy East, almost to right there in the corner, just about Dale Mabry. We're going to have Brandon Rimes and myself, the consumer quarterback. We're going to have a great night where everybody, we're encouraging veterans, we're encouraging active duty military, we're encouraging our first responders, active or retired, and any senior citizens that want to find out about some things that have been swept under the rug, different legislation, pieces of legislation, laws and whatnot, and different ways that you can save money on different things, especially the veterans with what's going on right now with your TRICARE and whatnot. But we want to see you. There'll be free refreshments, free food there. We're going to feed everybody that shows up 6 to 9 p.m. September the 12th, and that'll be at American Legion Post number 5, Kennedy Boulevard here in Tampa. All the veterans know where that is. All right, I'll be right back with Frank Silvato. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.